The shortage of baby formula is not over. There have been supply chain issues and a second temporary shutdown at the Abbott Nutrition plant in Michigan. Now, the Biden administration has been importing formula from Mexico, Europe, and Australia, but parents are struggling, especially low-income parents. Araceli Gomez Aldana of WBEZ has a story of one mother on the southwest side of Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm visiting Tania Huerta early one morning. She lives with her husband, six-year-old daughter, and six-month-old twin babies.
This one's Amalia. She's the oldest by a minute. And then this is Amelia.
Huerta is 33 years old. She's thankful to have her twins at home. She's had a rough year. Huerta was pregnant during the pandemic, and she had a high-risk pregnancy. Her babies were 3 months premature, and they spent 12 weeks in the natal intensive care unit. What's worse, now she has to worry about getting enough baby formula for her twins.
I remember one night, I think I went to like 8 different Walgreens trying to find formula, and I only had luck of finding one can. And at home, I was already down to only one can. So my goal that night was to for sure come home with at least one more can.
Huerta spends hours each day looking for baby formula. She'll check online at stores like Target to see if they have any in stock. But by the time she gets there, they're out.
And it could be like a 10 to 15 minute drive to Target, and it's already gone by that time. So the struggle is it's there.
For months, getting a hold of baby formula has been difficult for Huerta and many parents. And for those low-income families under the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, better known as WIC, they're also dealing with the government's red tape. According to the Illinois Department of Human Services, as of March of this year, there were more than 43,000 babies on the WIC program. Here's how it works. A family is given a set number of cans to purchase in a month. In Huerta's case, she gets 10 cans per baby, so 20 cans. But the supply chain shortage has forced stores to limit the amount of formula each person can buy at a time. Huerta needs to purchase her allotted amount before her benefits end. And there have been months she can't find any.
So I've called and asked, you know, can I get an extension one more day, 2 more days? You know, I haven't really found them and I don't want to lose them. Or can you roll them over? And the answer has been no, no.
No means the 3 or 4 or 5 cans she couldn't find and purchase are lost. If she needs more formula than her allotted amount the following month, she'll have to pay out of pocket for them. And that adds up.
Is there anybody you could talk to about like, hey, we can't find any formula?
Yeah, I actually have talked to the doctor, and you know, their primary doctor is well aware of the shortage, and you know, she's pretty much just saying, you know, you gotta hunt out there for it.
Huerta, like other parents, turned to social media groups, milk banks, and nonprofits. She also reached out to El Hogar del Niño, a nonprofit organization that supports families in the Chicago area.
I remember reaching out once to one of my helpers there. So I know I told her about the struggle, and the very next day I had some formula.
That helper was Fabiola Perez, a parent educator at El Hogar del Niño. Perez works with families like Huerta's. Currently, her caseload includes 24 children. 15 of them are under the age of 1. And Perez says usually they all have different needs, but right now they all need formula. And that's a problem for her.
How can I help them? I don't have options. I can't go to a store and say, let me get you one. You know, you have zero. And that's sad. You know, I put myself in their shoes. How am I going to call the parent and say, I'm sorry, I couldn't help you?
In response to the baby formula shortage, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state would ramp up programs to help families. He says Illinois will partner with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Nutrition Service to encourage retailers to set aside baby formula for families under the WIC program. Parent educator Perez says that's not enough. She sees firsthand what families need. And really, it's flexibility, especially when it comes to rolling over the cans they didn't purchase that month.
We're not asking for more. We just want to keep having whatever I couldn't obtain within the month that I was supposed to use it. If they can allow that, I think that would help.
No, that's Amelia.
Amelia.
Okay.
I can't get it.
Yeah.
It's been 4 months since Huerta brought her babies home from the hospital. She says she's starting to feel the strain of everything adding up.
That unnecessary thing that I'm doing, such as going out, you know, leaving my kids here with my husband, having to go store by store, trying to find formula, And not only that, but gas is not cheap right now.
Huerta says recent shipments of baby formula from Mexico, Europe, and Australia have made some difference. She's noticed it's been a bit easier to get formula, but she says she has little hope things will be resolved soon. And her twins, Amalia and Emilia, will still need formula for the next 6 months, at least. For Here and Now, I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana.